Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joseph, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
How are you?
A little tired, but you know, Thanksgiving break starts in a couple hours for me. So.
Yeah. So thanks for hopping in right before Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, of course, man.
And you gave us a very detailed journal entry, so let's get right into it.
Sounds good.
It's day 575. Almost to 600.
That'll be a rough day. I break 500 and get a 600.
Right. Ooh. By the time we get back for second semester, it's going to be like 600.
Oh.
It's crazy. Ooh. Crazy.
That's weird.
Okay, where do we start? Let's start with academics.
Yeah.
How has that been going for you?
It's been intense. Like, especially this last week leading up to Thanksgiving break, I had two exams. One of them wasn't too bad. The New Testament exam, those are always pretty easy. Dr. Kauser doesn't make them too difficult. So I had to do some studying for it, but it wasn't like stressful. But then I had an electronics exam on Thursday, and that class is just like, it's difficult. It was hard concepts. So I studied a lot for that. I feel really good about the exam. Like, I think I did really well on it, but it just took a ton of time to get ready for it and a lot of like my mental capacity. And then like on top of that, we had a lot of like extra homeworks that we don't usually have. So it just kind of all piled up where I was pretty much all day, every day, either in class or doing homework or asleep pretty consistently. But I mean, the really cool thing is like, even like last semester, if I had a week like that, I would be almost like crippled with anxiety just about like how my grades would be, especially with the exams, and just kind of like terrified about all of that. And that's kind of where like my mind would be. And I didn't have like any of that at all. And I a lot of it, I think, really just stems from my, like me trying to focus on Philippians 4:6 that I've been saying, and just like bringing everything to God in prayer and kind of letting Him, like have control and just being trusting that like He's got a plan and whatever happens, like it's in God's plan.
Was that an instant switch or did that happen over time?
It's taken some time. It's been really cool. Like last semester, I grew a lot in that. And then this semester, like coming in, it's been a lot better, especially. Like, so like by the end of last semester, there was a gradual like getting better and better of like, okay, grades are not what define me. Like my relationship in the Lord is what defines me.
Right.
And then even like at the beginning of this semester, it was leagues better than it was the beginning of last semester. So yeah, it's been really cool.
Wow. Good for you. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So you focused on Philippians 4:6 for that, but how did you get to that point to where you knew that you needed to focus
yeah,
on?
A lot of, so I started back in fall semester, sophomore year, I started an accountability group with some friends where we just meet every week, kind of just talk through like what our week has looked like and then really try to pinpoint in on like, these are the like sins or things I've been struggling with recently. And then all of us try to come alongside each other and encourage each other in that. And then also, as it sounds from the name, hold each other accountable and kind of right. be able to like help each other fight these problems. And one of the big things I like came to them with was I do feel a lot of anxiety regarding grades, especially with exams. Like there were nights I remember last semester where I would just be up at night like 2 or 3 hours later than I wanted to be, just because I was just spiraling about what if I do bad on this exam, then I'm going to be failing this class and then I'm not going to be able to come to Cedarville anymore. And yeah, but it's like meeting with them and having them to kind of come alongside me and like point me to passages of scripture and then just even pointing me to like just like to be in the word and be praying about it. Like that's the biggest thing that kind of helped me start shifting that mindset and realize this is where I need to like
wow.
pursue.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you realized that.
Yeah.
At the right time too.
Yeah. It's been really cool. Really cool. God's really faithful. So.
Okay. On the non-academic side, the past two weekends have been pretty fun for you.
It's been a really crazy, but like super fun. 2 weekends ago, the Inversions had their big concert, and I love the Inversions concerts. I did choir all throughout high school, so it's kind of like, that's like, there's a part of my heart that's still there and loves like getting to experience things like that. And then also, I'm really close with the vice president and the director of like media and stuff for them. And then my girlfriend's in the Inversions. So,
oh, she is?
Yeah. So
oh, cool.
It's really fun just to get to go see them do it and like hang out. And then I always usually help out with the concerts because I'm so close to so many of them. So I got to do curtains for one of the nights. And it was really cool to like be backstage. And like doing curtains is not that hard. So I didn't have to really think about it. And I just got to kind of get an up close view of like what they're all doing. And then also kind of got to get a behind the scenes of like pre-show and what that looks mm-hmm. like. And it's really cool. The president just has a really... amazing outlook on the idea of performance and just getting to like come down, like go down there and like listen to him talk about it. And I won't tell everything that's happening because they probably don't want everybody to know all the things that happened before a show. But like ultimately he was just kind of talking to them beforehand and he just kept reiterating that he's like, even though this is a performance, like this is not about us in any way, shape or form. And we're here to like worship and praise God. And even though it wasn't like a worship service where everybody is like you're trying to lead worship, it was still a performance where you're wanting people to like appreciate the work you've put in. Their goal was not to get that to shine. Like he kept saying that their goal is not to get that to shine on them, but to point to God, and that they want to ultimately the goal of any of these concerts is to point people to Jesus. And I was like, that's like, not only is that really amazing, but it's just so countercultural. And like, if you were at any other school, their a cappella group would be like, their whole point of that performance would just be to get people to pay attention to them,
right,
and get like recognition for all the work they put in. But this group, they just care so much about like their relationship with the Lord and like other people getting to see that, that they don't want the attention. They don't want everybody just to commend them. They want them people to see like, no, this is us pointing to God and we can't do any of this without him. So that was just really cool.
And that is not an easy thing to do.
No.
As a Christian who's also a performer,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you, because you have to be somewhat self-centered because you need to understand who you are as a performer so that people can then like you.
Exactly, yep.
But it's not about you at the same time. It's about the person who create or the one who created you.
Exactly, yeah. It's a difficult balance, but yeah. It was just really cool to see like how much they focused on that. So, and it was also just it was probably my favorite concert they've done so far since I've been here. Like, it was really fun. I had a blast. Really awesome weekend. And then Saturday we had the tree lighting. So cool. It started snowing.
Did it actually?
Yes, yeah.
I didn't go because it was like freezing.
Oh,
out.
You missed out. It was so much fun. And it only snowed for like the 30 minutes the tree lighting was going on because we had gotten to doing our worship night around 6:30. Wasn't snowing. We leave the worship night around close to 8 and it is snowing, and it started snowing around probably like 7:30, 7:45, and then we left, dropped all of our stuff off and then ran to the tree lighting, and then it only snowed until like a little bit before 9. So it was snowing for the tree lighting and then not snowing at all. So it was just so cool.
That's
that like
perfect.
Yeah, and it, yeah, it's always just a fun time. It honestly didn't feel that cold because you're in such a tight crowd that the wind doesn't hit you, and
sure,
so that made it a lot more like bearable. So yeah, it was fun. We got to hang out with friends.
And
see the tree lighting.
In a different spot.
Yeah,
time.
Now it's right, like right outside of Chick-fil-A, which I don't know. I like the other spot more just because it's
yeah,
more
but
central.
The construction's in the
but
way.
It's understandable. Yeah, I get why they had to move it at least for this year. So I'm hoping they put it back next year.
Right, I agree. For
but
that.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And then our whole group of friends left and went back to Mitre to play some games. And I hung around for a little bit. And then I had gotten tickets to go see the new Black Panther movie with my girlfriend, so we left that.
Dude, you had a packed weekend.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so we left that and went to watch Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And that was really good. I was actually, some of the Marvel movies have been kind of subpar recently, so I was going in with like meh expectations, and I was really like, it was really good. It's the best one they've released since No Way Home, for sure. So, and they did a really good job of like paying homage to like Chadwick Boseman and his character. So,
you
it was really cool.
People would agree with you?
I think so. I hope so. I think they did a good job. My girlfriend's the same thing. So, I feel
okay.
Like we're at least I'm the same page with her. So,
sure.
But yeah.
And arguably the best thing that happened this weekend.
Yeah. So, Sunday, one of my really close friends got baptized, which was really awesome.
That's incredible.
He had been like infant, like sprinkled whenever he was a kid, because I think his family was Lutheran growing up. And so he came here and he was like, I want to get like baptized by immersion, like have a public display of my faith. So we'd been talking with our church about it for a while. And a bunch of our friends came to visit to see him get baptized. And it was really cool. It was just fun to like be a part of that for one of my close friends. Because most of us here are like already pretty solid Christians and generally have been baptized like by immersion like that. So it was just cool to get to be a part of that with somebody that I've known for a little while. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, really joyful like fellowship. Yeah, it was just, it was awesome. And he was his own character the whole time. Like after he got baptized, he walked and like flexed in front of the whole congregation. Everybody's dying laughing. He was hilarious. Just being himself the whole time.
How old is he?
He's 19, 20, no, 20, definitely okay. 20. So, but it was so hilarious. Funny. I was crying laughing, but it was really cool. Yeah. And then after that, just, you know, finalized like doing some homework and stuff. And then I ended up eating dinner with a couple of my friends cooked dinner for us. So like me and my girlfriend went and to the Maddox Lounge and they cooked dinner and we hung out. So really great weekend, but man, was it busy. I was going like all day, every day. And then I had to do a bunch of homework Sunday because we didn't get to do anything Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday was grinding through a bunch of homework, but I got it all done. Now I'm just waiting until after my last class and then I can go home. So
for today?
Yeah, for today.
Yeah, good. Joseph, something that I've noticed specifically today, but also in past times that we've spoken, is that you look for God in everything that you do, whether that be academics or whether that be going to a concert or going to a tree lighting and enjoying that, or having a worship night. It's really inspiring for me, and I hope it's an encouragement to you to continue to find God in whatever you do, because I've really noticed it, and from what you tell me about your past, it's definitely impacted you so much to where you are completely different from how it's been in the past.
So. Yeah, it's been, I mean, it's really, it's hard to explain. Early sophomore year, it would have been like completely different. And then God just really like came in and like wrecked my life and just made me realize, man, what am I doing? I'm not doing, like, this is not where I want to be. And it just reached a point where it was like, I either can give up on like where I'm at, like Christianity, and just be like, I don't care, and live the life I was wanting to, like the way I was wanting to, or like admit that what I was, like the way I wanted to live life was obviously not like what was good for me, and then pursue Christianity. And I like obviously made the choice. So I was like, all right, I'm giving up on the life that I wanted, like quote unquote, because now I would never want that at all. And then ever since then, it's just been really apparent to me how like present God's been in everything. Cause I can see, even just looking back on my life when I wasn't even really trying to pursue God, I can see where God was present in every single step of the way, and how like he pushed me to come here, and how he pushed me with the group of friends that I'm with, and how he like worked at me through these different situations that eventually made me realize, okay, no, like this is what's important to me. And so like just being able to see all of that when I wasn't even pursuing Christ really heavily, like it makes it, I don't know, not necessarily easier, but like gives me way more of a desire to like want to find Christ whenever I am pursuing him and trying to find the spots in my life where it's like, I can just see how active God is. And it's almost a daily thing where I can really be like, no, I see where you're working, God. That's really cool. So yeah.
It makes you a better person.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's changed me.
Joseph, thanks for speaking to that. And thanks for today.
Yeah, of course.
Busy past 2 weeks.
No, of course. I'm always down. It's a lot of fun. So
have a good Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you once we get back.
Sounds good. Thanks, Josiah.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.